G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is the 2 minute warning for round 9. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. And if you haven't left us a review, log on, go down, give us something complimentary, please. All right, get stuck straight in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rim, joined by Xavier Ellison in studio, out of quarantine, still walking like a cowboy, Ryan Daniels.
Yes, I'm a little bit worse for wear. It's the first time I had to wear pants since I had the operation.
You picked up a nickname whilst on the Gold Coast.
What was it?
The Gold Coast Arse Sniffer. I never saw a bloke with his nose up more arses in the history of journalism.
What do you mean?
Oh, mate, you had a few secret bloody sniffs going on.
Do you reckon?
Well, you found out a lot. You took your game up another level or two.
Yeah, so you're wondering how.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, maybe it's just a case of after 12 years of hard work.
Nah, it's not.
It all just culminated in this perfect environment.
Yeah, nah, it's not.
Do you know what I will say is...
What will you say?
In the normal working week, like, I work a Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah.
On my days off, I shut off. There's nothing. Sunday. There is no...
So you're missing a Monday, Tuesday bit of news.
Typically, they're the biggest news days.
Yeah.
The fallout, injuries, suspensions, all that sort of stuff. I come in on the Wednesday. The week's sort of already been
Nothing happens on Wednesday.
Nothing happens on Wednesday. Then it's Thursday, Friday.
Maybe a bit teams different now with all the footy continuously going
it's
on.
Different
but
now.
Yeah, your plan and structure was
and
wrong.
And the weekends is games. Like, you know, seeing the games. Yeah. And so the news stuff's never been a big part of my existence.
No.
This was different because I was there... I was working every day.
You were sniffing.
Mm. And I had to sniff.
Yes.
And you know what? It's addictive.
Is it?
Once you start sniffing,
you're locked on.
Once you sniff a little.
Don't give us any insight.
Okay.
Have you got a couple of goodies up your sleeve now in terms of like contacts?
From like lockdown.
Contacts? I thought you meant stories.
Oh, you a couple of,
I have a couple of very good contacts
and
now.
And be honest, how nervous is Tom Brown right now? Is he?
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown's not nervous. He's very good at what he does.
That's not the feel I'm getting around town.
He forgot his pants the other day, Tom Brown. He's that nervous?
He is. He's done a side bottom.
His socks.
No, he's very good at what he does.
Tommy Brown's great.
We can both exist in the world.
There's two big dogs. You think there's two big dogs in one organisation?
I'm not even a
You're
big
in
dog.
Other states.
I'm a very small dog.
So I don't want to know anything about who the person is,
sure.
But how do you get a what do they call
a source?
How do you get that relationship work. And how do you
some of them you fall ass backwards into like maybe you know people that you've known for a long time and they end up in different positions or maybe there's someone that you like I've done a lot of stuff with the Eagles and the Dockers for 12 years like you do a lot of stories and I think over a certain
a lot of
period
shit
of time,
ones early
a lot
times.
Of
yeah,
shit
a lot
ones
of shit ones.
A lot of ones that are just ticking the boxes.
Even you just said then you had a stop with you were at the front of a hospital
Walters getting scanned.
How's your hamstring
kind of all that kind of stuff and I think after a certain period of time I don't know like they either trust you or they don't and you can there's so many chances where you can be a dickhead and if you don't be a dickhead too often I think you eventually gain a bit of trust.
Have you burnt one almighty bridge? And if so, who would it be?
I can't tell you names.
Okay.
But one, I did burn a bridge and then that bridge was mended and it's become very strong.
Right. Mm.
That's the best, they're the best ones. The ones
you
have a blue with.
Because now what tends to happen is I think, when you have a big blow up, it's usually about something that you've either pissed them off or you've got something right.
Yeah.
Or you've got something wrong, one or the other. But it's usually over a big issue.
Yeah.
And if you face it, I think after that, if you just face it and have
Did
it
Did you apologise to the person?
Not completely, sort of in a roundabout way. It was okay, I understand your point of view, you understand mine now. And then after that, you start again. Yeah. And that tends to be, it's almost like they...
They're your best ones, yeah.
Sometimes it just takes time to let the heart heal.
No, but you're not mates.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's a mutual interest kind of thing. Like, if someone wants a story out there, it's going to help them, obviously. Otherwise,
and I reckon that's a trap the young journalists fall into is trying to think that their sources will be friends.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, as soon as you figure out, like, it's a transaction for everybody.
Correct.
Like, you know exactly what the relationship is.
Yep.
And when you lean into that, you start to get the ones that are going to pay off.
Yep. And I reckon all the people who break stories consistently would have two or three really good ones. And then a bunch of just stuff happens.
Yeah.
And
you can always rely on one or two who just like to people who just like to get a bit of info out there to watch shit like the shit hit the fan.
Correct.
Are we anywhere near a Woj being in the AFL?
No.
There was one night he actually preempted the draft.
Yeah,
that's how Innie was.
Every pick. That's how he got the ESPN deal. because ESPN were like, fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because it was on ESPN.
He was with Yahoo, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he said Yahoo, just every pick. It was like a heat check.
No, it was unbelievable.
It was like he was just going, okay, you want me? Come at me. Oh, like, he was amazing.
You would think, like, you know, the candidate, there's a Damian Barrett of the world, but he's just not prolific enough. Like, he doesn't drop stories enough.
The thing is, you need someone who just does that.
Yeah.
They can't be doing panel shows and they can't be doing commentary. Basically just got to be, because all Woj does is just breaks stuff.
Yes, to stories, yeah.
Yeah, and then he expands it to
he's got his podcast
writing and podcast and stuff. But in the heat of the battle, all he does is just bang, tweet, there you go.
Who's the closest to Woj we've got?
We've got?
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown
has a throw, though.
He does. But some of them probably...
They all have a throw. Like Sam McClure has had some big stories over the years.
Yeah. Mike Sheehan was the one where every time he dropped something, you're onto it. You're like, that's great.
Yeah.
No one's quite there.
Steve-O and Tom Brown always have exclusive stuff.
Maybe the market's too big in terms of everyone's got their fingers in.
I think there's just a lot of guys. Yeah. There's a lot of clubs. Melbourne's such a weird spot.
It's like a journalist for every player or something at one stage.
It'd be amazing to be that person, though. Like, like I said, it's addictive. Yeah. Like, I broke just a couple.
Yeah.
But the feeling you get, it's pretty
cool. How quickly did you check Twitter?
I kind of got into this thing where I'd do it, and then I'd just walk away for a bit.
Yeah.
Because at first I'd check it. Yeah. I'll just leave that and see what happens.
Right.
But your biggest fear is that, like, you've got something wrong.
Yeah, you come back.
And someone's like, that's not true underneath, and it's gone.
Yeah. But no, you don't do it until you're right anyway, until you know you're right. So,
yeah.
No, it's exciting. Exciting. It would be to be Woj would just be, I reckon he's the most powerful, I don't know if he's the most powerful person in the NBA, but he's in the top 10. Like, you'd put him alongside of the commissioner and LeBron.
He
knows every single story.
Yeah, I know
every single story before it happens. How is that possible? Like, he must have amazing contacts and sources.
No, he would. I think he might. The only reason why he'd be up there would be because he could probably bring down a lot of people.
Correct. That's what I mean. He's powerful. Mm. But he navigates it in a way that he never puts opinion in.
This is a gripe. Like, journos who have an opinion of, like, hatred or playing someone down. I'm like, he might be shit, but I can guarantee you're shitter.
I
hate it when they're, like, pile in on, like...
Correct.
These people who aren't meant to be match winners.
Well, to me, that's the role of the expert or the special. Like, that's like your role, for instance. If us three are on a pack, like, we're doing this, like, we can criticise form and we could say, okay, here's the stats.
We're pretty generic,
But, like, if you haven't played it, it's a different... You're coming at it from a different angle.
What's your take, just quickly, on the... Because the Herald Sun obviously did their rich list where they dug out and tried to do the rankings of who gets paid the most. Are you for or against public salaries?
No, I'm against it.
Yeah,
okay. Why?
Why does everyone need to know the salary? Would you want us to know your salary?
Well, see, I think it comes back to...
I think if every journo's salary was known, I'd be like, okay, well, that's just what it is. Yeah. Like, and it might help me earn more. Like, that's the thing about the players I don't get. Like, it's actually in the NBA, it's translate. Like, when Kevin Garnett got overpaid a monstrous amount of money when he was only, like, I think 19, 20, 21, it caused a ripple effect throughout the entire NBA. Everyone started getting paid because Shaq was like, oh, wait a minute, this kid's getting paid more than me.
Yeah.
And everyone started getting massive pay rises. Like, I think it would actually help in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we've got so many bitter people out there, though. The bitterness underneath that article straight away was like, he's shit.
He should be earning that. You're
kicking a bit of footy, you're kicking a bit of pigskin around you. Yeah. There's just so much bitterness.
I think it also helps. You know, there's those players that clubs and supporters hate on, and then it's actually like, oh, he only gets 100 grand. Like,
oh, mate, I would happily at West Coast when I came over for 100 grand, going, I'm actually on 100 grand. Like, get off my back.
It's like, well, come on, mate.
Yeah, I think that does, like, that would inform a certain amount of fans. Oh, mate, like, oh, he's terrible, but then you'd be like, oh, but he's only costing us this, so it's like, it's not a big issue, really.
Yeah, I don't begrudge any of them for making good money, and hopefully that shit lights up. But I still think there's you're accountable to what you earn. That's the only way you can measure it. You're not accountable to your draft pick. You're accountable to what money earn. You get paid.
Yeah.
So, for example, I looked at Mitch McGovern's in there, hasn't fired a shot yet at Carlton.
Oh, it's significant.
Okay, well, that's purely you are meant to be winning best and fairest Norm Smith's Coleman medals, whatever.
At that money.
And
Brayshaw was the other one.
There's a few in there that you... Dougal Howard and that sort of stuff. You go, okay, you're meant to be winning. You're the match winners. Those top 100 are the match winners. The bottom back pocketers, They're not meant to win your games.
Yeah, they're
the foot soldiers. So lay off yelling and abusing those people.
Dane Ramby jumped off a page at me, like how highly paid he was. I was like,
you got another 10.
He's a fantastic player.
You got another 10. Who else you got to pay too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Dave Swallow. Dave Swallow
taking a fair chunk still.
Dave Swallow wouldn't be in the top 50 midfielders in the competition.
No.
And he was on 850 or something.
You've got to pay somebody.
He was the number one draft pick who decided to stay. So they were like, here's all the money that we have.
Yeah, no.
Jared Witts. That's the other one that stuck out when you think, like, what kind of crazy world 5 years ago if you saw the headline that club captain Jared Witts re-signs for 4 years on, you know, 800,000 or whatever. It'd be like, what?
Crazy. But also.
But now you're like, he's probably, the best three or four ruckers.
So I was going to say, around. If he was rucking, say Nick Nat, we never had Nick Nat at West Coast, and Jared Witts was your ruckman for five years.
You'd be laughing.
You'd be like, oh, brilliant. We win every hit out, and Shuey makes him look good, and Yowie and those guys. Yeah. He hasn't got a midfielder around him either, and he hasn't for 5 years. So maybe now, we're probably getting a bit old now, but.
I like Witts. I think
he's good. He's actually good.
But you're
snuck
right. The 800 I did, it was a bit like, holy shit. Yeah. Really?
Hello.
But yeah.
Get yours, Witty. All right. So, what were the 2 minute warning? We're doing grades.
Yeah. Mid-season.
Mid-season grade, because it is kind of mid-season.
It's kind of mid-season.
That's been very hard to pinpoint mid-season this year.
Well, halfway through this round is mid-season, sort of. Round-wise. Who knows what date-wise means?
And this is, we're recording this, what day is it?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. We're recording this on the Wednesday.
Day one, or you can call it day one of the festival.
The festival of football begins tonight.
Do you know, yesterday, I was saying to you, I was like, oh man, I wish it was footy on tonight. And then I was like, oh, I've got to wait till Thursday. And like, no, bonus
and a
game.
Good game. Yes. The Bullies have been backed off the Bullies map Richmond. Too. They're in the favourite.
Have they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That hasn't boded well for them this season.
Yeah,
this isn't a betting podcast, but I've just started doing, me and my mate, he lives in London, we do like a little mini sort of.
Oh, wait, is this your betting wizard, mate?
Nah.
Oh, he's in Canada, isn't he?
I wish I was betting with him.
Yeah.
We just share an account, and so like we'll have a look and we'll put a couple of multis.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be doing the like same game multi, like 10 different things
in
the game.
Have
like,
you got one up yet?
So-and-so to get 15 plus.
Yeah,
so
Who the weekend, who's let you down?
There was 8 games we did it on. Every single game, we got one leg short. I could read out the things that we got short on, but it was like one player to kick a goal.
Yeah.
It'd be like a player that should have kicked a goal. For his, and then it'd be like 14 touches instead of 15.
Look, you're right. It isn't a betting podcast, but Jake Waterman to kick a goal, just do it.
Yes,
just
we had that.
Yeah.
That was
I've
that
been going the two the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Two goals.
Mate, you've got to go with it.
Yeah,
back the snake, mate. You've got a feral haircut.
Yep.
He's a mover and a groover.
We love him.
And you're trading him, aren't you?
Well, no, he has value.
He had
good value.
I think a few of our players stepped up after that podcast, after last week.
But it wasn't because they were doing no good, some of them either, though. It was just like they have value. Jacob Hopper and
correct,
those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're down to do the grades and where you reckon they might finish.
So the issue with the grades was what letter formation do we get to? Or is it out of 10?
No,
so we're going to Z?
Like
oh, no, just A, B, C, D, E, F.
Okay.
No, just A, B, C, D, F.
Was there an E? Was there ever an E?
It was either E or F. You either got an E, which was a fail, or an F, which was a fail.
Did anyone ever get an E?
I think our school changed to E's for a while instead
of
F's.
Yeah, I got E's for
so
excellent.
The people,
so felt
that's what they told you.
Well, it never made any sense to jump from E to F. Where was the E?
No, this is true. Also, if Zave sounds distracted, it's because he's...
Not anymore.
Old man's got a horse running.
Not
How'd
anymore.
It go?
How'd it go?
I'll continue working.
All right, so we'll start it with Adelaide.
Yeah, I've got the Crow Eaters, and it is as obvious.
Hold on, should we do something where we try to guess your grade?
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
Yeah,
yeah, go.
F.
Oh, yeah, F.
F, it's been absolutely diabolical. They've got nowhere else to finish bar the bottom two, and I can't even see them getting off the bottom. I've put in a little bit of leeway that they might pinch a game, like they'll get an Essendon on the weekend nearly.
Yeah.
They are horrible.
They got North this weekend, I think.
Yeah, they might pinch one of those ones. North are bad.
They almost pinched one of the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But F for me.
Yep.
Bottom, got to get rid of Brad Crouch. If you can get pick two for Brad Crouch through free agency, it's the Lance Franklin v. Chipper Frawley free agent. They're down the bottom. You might as well. If you've got another one too, I don't know if you can get Roy Sloan off your books or someone. And bring in pick three and
does anyone want to move to Melbourne anymore? Is the question? Because they wanted to move back.
He's 30 as well.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, if you can try and get rid of one more and get one, two, and three.
Yeah.
That.
Well, we went through that list and we couldn't find. Well, I think we went with Doty as their best player in 5 years. Or the guy who's not even on the list. Like, there's not a lot there. Like you watch that. I watched that whole game on the weekend. I was like, where are the shining lights? Kind of like Will Hamill.
Where's
Will Hamilton the one this season? Yeah,
but there's not enough.
Miller, he's had better games than that too.
He's
injured.
I think in 3 weeks he's back.
Yeah, one that last year showed a bit that he could probably be a player. But
he can play. The list is short.
Yes.
On who can play.
Yeah.
They've got some kid Harry Schoenberg, he might debut this week.
There's not a lot. There really isn't. That's why if you can get 1, 2, and 3, thank you very much. I don't know anything about Matthew Nix. We wouldn't even tell you what his coaching career's been. But goodness me, see someone you want starting from the bottom. Did Adelaide think they were at the bottom when they got Matthew Nix, or did they think they're half middle of the
road? I don't reckon they knew how bad they were.
No, not the problem either.
For Matthew Nix is we might never get to find out if he's any good.
Yeah. No, you're
it's
right.
It's like that Brendan Bolton, like at Carlton. At some point, you've got no hope.
But Brendan Bolton was there for a long period of time.
He got a chance.
To turn it around.
He got a chance.
I mean,
Nix will get a chance.
Yeah, but you don't want Nix to go wooden spoon.
Can they? And where do
Clarkson's
they
finish? Clarkson's up. Bottom ladder.
Last? Yeah. Last? Brisbane, I've got Brisbane. They're 6-2. They sit second on the ladder. Where do you think I've got them?
Top four? In terms of marks?
What grade?
Like a B?
I'm going an A.
A minus.
Yes.
Look, they've had all the advantages in the world. They've barely left Queensland.
They're not going to leave again, nearly, are they? They're
probably not going to leave. Their outlook is fantastic. I've got them top four locked. They could easily win the flag, particularly if the grand final's played there. The thing is, the reason I didn't give them an A+, or a straight A, was because they have had all those advantages. Yeah. They've still lost two games.
Yeah.
They looked average
there've
on the weekend.
There's been a couple of games.
Melbourne were all right.
And the conditions suit them perfectly, like that sweaty ball over in Queensland, and they've just been laughing.
Sweaty ball Brisbane.
I've got that going on now. After that surgery.
Yours got way too sweaty.
I think they've done everything right. I don't think they've...
Where's their weakness?
If they've got a weakness, I suppose it's that they're super reliant on Charlie.
Yeah.
Hipwood's shown a little bit.
Not enough.
But not enough.
No, he's one of those ones where I reckon...
I think he is what he is.
But 3 years ago, we thought he was going to
be...
I mean, I don't even know if it was true, but I give Jack Redden so much grief about West Coast gave up Eric Hipwood to get him, because I don't even think the picks correlate.
No, he was an academy player too.
Doesn't matter. But that's the story I go with, because he was going to be... You remember I was talking about, like, he's not a Lance Franklin. That's probably unfair.
But he moves similarly.
Young Danaher. He's
Has
been,
it come on?
No.
I think he doesn't look like he's put on 3 kilos.
I heard Fagan talk about it. He works hard, apparently, and he's just got that frame that...
Yeah. Totally old Tony Knott.
Yeah, it's just hard. He just doesn't put on weight.
Yeah, there's a few of those guys around. Like Todd Marshall's a bit like that at Port.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's ever going to put on weight.
Nick Blakey looks like his stick figure. Like
Dirty Dougal.
Yeah.
Cam Rainer's rebuilding this year too.
He's looked okay.
Building.
Okay. No, Brisbane, I reckon, you know who's helped them a lot without Hipwood going mad is Oscar. He's taken some clunks. He's looked okay.
So they've lost Big Stay this week as well.
I got him top four. I got him a flag chance.
Carlton. So 4-4. What do you guess?
I would probably give them a B+.
X.
Nah, it's not that good.
4-4.
4-4 for Carlton. I've gone with a B.
I was going to say B-.
Well, yeah, I gave them a straight B.
Yeah.
Done probably more. Had some games where they looked really good, done more than we thought, but then they had Carlton games as well.
The game against Port was there. They probably deserved to win that game.
If they win that...
Is that 5 games... What was the margin in the end?
Oh, it's been tight.
On the weekend against
North.
They've
lost a couple by under a kick.
So before the weekend, there was 4 games that were like 1-1, 1-2, lost 2, and it was something like 2 points, 2 points, 1 point.
Yeah, because they beat Essendon by a bugger all.
Yeah.
And Melbourne, they lost, was it by like a point or two?
Yeah, so they've had, which I always think, and I'm half glass empty on Carlton, which just over a long period of time. Yeah. Like you lose
it's hard
those,
not to be.
You lose those two and you've won 2 games.
Yeah.
But... I mean, the ship's turned, but they won't win this week. But yeah, the ship's turned.
Yeah, well, I've got them. They still don't have them making the eight.
Nah, I don't think so.
So if they beat Port, they're 5-3. Mm. Does that change your grade?
Probably still. Oh, that would change my grade, but I don't think that would change where I think they'd finish.
They'd be in the eight. What did you expect from them? Because the grade's got to be based on expectations.
Yeah, but it's also got to be based on their own expectations that they've trumpeted.
I don't think anyone would have had Carlton in the eight.
No. I still don't think they will. I honestly still don't think they will. No. But
if they finish this season 8-9, that's a huge...
It's a solid B. A solid B is a lot better than they've done.
They're doing it as well with Cripps. Cripps hasn't really fired yet.
No, he hasn't.
How was that footage off the ball? Hold in a tackle.
I think Cripps might be one of those players. Obviously, he needs more clearance. Like, he needs the contest, like the stoppages.
Yeah.
Shorter games, and it's like...
There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah, that aren't not keeping up, but like Cripps sometimes gets those cheapies as well. Tom, he's just not getting that blame. Tom Mitchell.
Yep, there's a few of them. Collingwood.
Collingwood. I've got him. Yep.
Where are they sitting?
Sitting eighth.
Are they?
They're on 18 points.
I give them a C.
Yeah, C plus. B minus.
I give them a B.
Why?
Listen. So if they they are one win off going clear third with their draw, so that would put them to 22 points.
Yeah.
They've had no steel side bottom, no Penderbury on the weekend, no De Goey, no Howe. Shut up. No, mate. The injuries that they've had, they've got the worst injury list by a long, long way. I know West Coast are impressive on the weekend.
Fremantle's got a bad injury list as well.
But
they're not in the mix.
But they're nowhere near the quality of those players. Yeah. They're nowhere near the quality of those top players. But I just think that they've done reasonably well. I think that if we did this podcast in 2 weeks, that's make or break for Collingwood now. They're not going to have Penderbury back. They're not going to have DeGoey back. They're not going to have Howe back.
Can they keep afloat?
They need to keep their head above water until the troops come back.
Yep.
I think at the moment they've done pretty well. As I said, they're one win off being clearly in third.
Yeah.
So that's not the worst bit of news you're ever going to come across. But they are in a world of trouble. If you went on the weekend and I went to the game and you knew that Penderbury was going to be out and you knew that, and you just did the teams, West Coast v Collingwood, and put names next to each other, West Coast would have had better players in 15 or 16 positions on the weekend, purely through injury. So I thought maybe they should have won by 5 goals. They win by 66 points, and that was horrible by Collingwood.
That was a statement. Yeah.
I think we've been poisoned a little bit by how bad they were in recent game.
That's probably four of their top five players. Yes. Throw Grundy in there as a fifth.
Yeah, like, who nicked that 8 on the weekend.
And to still be in premiership conversations.
Well, they were favourites for mine 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I don't know.
Where have you got them finishing?
I'm top four still.
Still?
Yep, top four.
Yeah, I think still top four.
I reckon Buckley's does a good job.
Okay, Essendon, where do you think I got them? They're seventh, they're 5-2.
Is that a...
With a game in hand.
B minus?
Maybe they've got a game in hand.
C.
I gave them a B plus, but with an asterisk. Because I 100% am tipping them to fall off a cliff from this point.
So I need to change my mind.
Yeah. They almost lost to
Adelaide. I'm tipping them to fall off a cliff too, and I'm sort of preempting a little bit. Like I gave Collingwood leeway, I should give Essendon leeway.
Yeah.
They're definitely a B-plus so far, in terms of expectations. Yeah.
This is I didn't expect them to be 5-2 with a game in hand. They probably would have beaten Melbourne the way Melbourne was going
at
back
the time,
then.
Yeah.
They'd probably be 6-2. They'd be looking great. I don't know. I've watched a lot of Essendon, more than I usually
do. This week?
And I don't know how they're winning these games. North, they probably shouldn't have won that. They were Adelaide deserved to win that game.
It was fine. When I finally turned on, I realised that they were winning a lot, started tipping them.
They've got Brisbane and Giants the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if they lost both of those games and just come right back to the pack.
Yeah.
And then Melbourne's actually playing a lot better than they were when their game got missed.
Yep. Still a bizarre situation with John Warner's fault. It's like, doesn't even take ownership of it. It's like,
he's kind of in the perfect spot. If they win, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
If they lose, he's like, well, it's not mine. Yeah.
You guys are going through a bad truck. Yeah, we are.
Did you pick Rutten as a senior coach?
Nah.
But there's a lot of senior coaches. That's never picked as a senior coach.
I wouldn't have even thought a big fullback.
This is really stupid.
Yeah, it's the plotters, isn't it?
Because they're not usually in the game, as a fullback for preparation for a game, you're just focusing on stopping their best football.
There's certain positions that are just better at coaching. We have enough data to suggest that you want to be a back pocket, or a tagger.
Maybe played at a couple of clubs because you weren't quite good enough to hold on.
Sure age drafter.
You don't want to be a ruckman. You don't want to be a fullback. So Longmire and Rutten are sort of against the grain. We never seen it full forward, have we?
So far.
Poor Summer. That's why Summer couldn't get a gig.
Fremantle. I don't know. This one's a tough one. Probably too close to it. Is it like C minus? Because they've shown that they're getting the hang of it. They're 2-5. 2-6, sorry.
2-6. They won 2 in a row.
And they,
so they've gone 4 and...
Like, they've shown enough, but their injury list hasn't allowed them to do anything, really.
You haven't told us your grade yet, have you?
Oh, sure, I did. What were you going to say?
I was going to give him a B.
You're going to give him a B?
Yep. You could talk me into a B minus.
I'm a C.
Here's how I justify it.
C's not bad. C's still okay.
Yeah, C's not like C's.
C's like meh. And I
C's like you're going okay.
The question was, okay, could Justin Longmuir implement some kind of game plan? I think we're seeing signs.
Yeah, I think we've seen it. Yeah.
Wow.
Have they?
There was nothing on my. I was there. That was. Yeah, I was just glad to not be
shipping
be
on the
outside,
line. Just going to the corridor at some stage.
Yeah.
Just keep it there.
Have they blooded some kids? Definitely.
Yeah.
Have they given those kids good roles?
Yep.
Brayshaw.
That was good Sarong on danger on the weekend.
Fantastic. So I think this year was always a transition year for them.
Yeah.
I don't expect them to win. If they won no games, it wouldn't be that bad. Like, I think they just they've got to.
So will they win? They won't win for the foreseeable future. With their list of injuries.
Oh, no. Yeah,
no, they'll probably win one or two more for the rest of the
year. Yeah, they're injured.
But there's enough to suggest they'll be all right next year.
Yep.
But so then, at the end of the season, they've won three games.
And you get a top-end draft pick.
But you're now convinced that Sarong's a player, right?
Oh, I'm not convinced yet.
Okay, I reckon he's going to be a player.
I'm heavily convinced on Young.
You're convinced on Young. You're convinced that Brayshaw is now going to be something. He's had three or four really good games in a row.
Yeah.
Mm. When Fife's been out, he's stepped up.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask. I think there's just been, we've seen something from Logue now. Like, there's just been enough.
He's in the top 100 list.
Is he really?
Griffin Logue.
Oh, I thought it was Lobb. Griffin Logue. Yeah, when's he back? You forget he's out. You know when they've got so many injuries?
He probably won't play.
Well, we're not going to see Hanley or Pierce again.
No, they don't have it. Luke Ryan is like 190 centimetres.
And he was in for a scan yesterday too.
Yeah.
I'd go in for a scan too.
Everyone's getting scanned.
Under that pressure.
Geelong.
Geelong. I got Geelong. Great.
Where are they?
Geelong currently are sitting third. They're the big movers and shakers with... Yeah, everyone had a go at going third on the weekend.
Yeah.
St Kilda went up, then West Coast went above them, then Geelong went above them. So they've spat
it's
through
weird,
third.
I don't really feel like...
Third equals seventh.
I don't know how to rank it.
Fired at all.
No, but they're in the mix.
Okay.
Is it like a C?
Yes, I'm a B minus.
No, I'm a B.
Yeah,
okay. They're sitting third. Yep. Salwood's out. Ablett's out. Mitch Duncan's been out.
Yep.
They've been travelling from... Think about the games that they had to do and they didn't whinge once. Get the bus at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. to Melbourne Airport. Melbourne Airport up to the Gold Coast. Gold Coast turn around, come back, do it all again. I think they face a bit of adversity. You know, I think they've done pretty well with an old list. Jack Stephen hasn't fired a shot.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, watching on Monday, they didn't look great either. Like, they didn't look like a great
side. I thought their defence looked well organised.
Can they win the flag?
Yes.
I don't know if they can.
Well, it's anyone
out
can.
That's probably why anyone can. Because I'm looking at now going top eight. Ken Collingwood?
Yeah.
Can Western,
if they get the guys back.
Can Western Bulldogs?
I'm not quite there yet.
Can they?
Yes. Yeah, theoretically.
Can West Coast?
Yeah.
Can St Kilda? Do you know what I mean? It's just, who knows? Like, it's just, they're in the who knows category. So, Tom Hawkins in the wet on the weekend. It's like, just, he's the tallest player. How come he's the only one that knew how to play in the wet? He kicked three off the deck nearly.
Why did he take his pants off?
Someone asked for him.
Someone said, can I
have
your pants?
Someone in the crowd said, give me your pants.
Yeah, I think he broke his drawstring and someone asked for his pants. He's thrown over. But yeah, he'll be going into the tribunal tonight.
How is that soccer in the goal square? He's missed, skewed off the side of his foot. Not Hawkins, that kid.
There's one there and there's another one with Gary Rowan, I think. He's missed his foot.
Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Is that me? Yeah. Okay, they're 4-4, the 10th. What do you reckon I've given them?
An A.
Oh, Cocker's an A.
Yeah.
It has to be an A. Yeah. An A. There's no other way around it. We've got I think we all probably agreed at the start of the year. Well, I certainly did. I think maybe one other did that they probably wouldn't spoon us.
Yeah.
I think we all went around and went, well, there's probably not much more. So probably
Gold Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. They've been sexy.
Yeah.
The young guys coming through look so good.
Yeah.
Like, is it Fab Five, are we calling it, or Super Six?
Is it what we're
Anderson,
in the list?
Rankin, Lacocious, Bose, and I guess you could. Is there a
Butterick?
Go again. Start again. Raoul Anderson,
Rankin, Lacocious, and Bose.
No, who was the King?
Oh, King. He's the other one. So there's six.
Super six.
Could get a seven, we'd have a magnificent seven.
You get seven out of that.
At the very least, there's a super six. Like they look great. They're fun to watch.
Oh, the sexy six.
Sexy six. I like that. What else could we have asked for them?
Nah.
They've had some advantages, let's be honest. Like everyone's come and playing where they are.
Yeah, but also disadvantage young kids having during the 12 weeks off or 10 weeks off.
Yeah.
Mate, they're young kids that were sitting in not foster homes in
quarantine homes,
and people they don't know, unable to catch up with anyone,
away from family.
No family.
Yep. Yeah.
And think of it this way, they were put on their own massive stage at Metricon. This could have gone the other way.
Yes.
They could have been 0-8 getting pumped and everyone would have been sitting there watching them. Instead, they've shown something.
And they should have beaten the Bullies on the weekend.
Oh, massively.
Yeah.
I thought they played better than the Bullies on Thursday night, I think, whenever it was. Like they kept going inside 50. Rankin could have won it. Could have won it for him.
Yep.
I'm secretly deep down, I'm pleased he didn't.
Who have you got on the Rising Star?
No one. More just because, just so it's not so easy for him. Like, you still need those kids to be challenged. Like, Bud, when he was a star, still had ups and downs and dropped one
they
stage.
Need those games.
Yes.
Yeah. GWS, what do you reckon? 4-4.
I reckon you've probably given him a C-, maybe a D.
C-, D.
I've given him a D.
I looked at this later doing this and I was like, holy crap.
They're not good.
They are one win off being third, though.
Yeah,
but my thing is they've probably had a better run of injuries, like injury wise, than they have in a long time.
Well, King Toby's missed.
Yeah, but he's missed a couple of games, and then he misses games every year.
They shouldn't be so reliant on Toby. I know he's fantastic, but
Jeremy Kemp,
they've got enough stars to win without him, but they don't seem to be able to play without him.
Don't want to keep referring to that top 100 list. Jeremy Cameron is severely back end. They reckon he's on about $1.5 million.
Yeah,
so there's nothing to but like go through the key position players in the league this year. They just haven't fired too many shots at all. And you'd think, and maybe we're predicted with the shorter games, the ball movement would be quicker, the better, the skills would be better.
Yeah.
Has not worked at all.
Now, although, finally, JK is coming alive.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I mean, Charlie Dixon's been the only other one that's.
But even he's yo-yoed a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely yo-yoed. They had the next Wayne Carey a few weeks ago. So just settle down, pump the brakes.
I believe potentially Leon Cameron might have spat some venom at some mature age players.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, you just look who started in the midfield, very first centre bounce on the weekend when they beat whoever it was. It was the No Kelly.
Yeah.
Everybody out.
Everyone was out. And there was no Taranto in there. There was no. It was like
Caldwell and no.
Something like that. Yeah, it was. There were the three. I remember looking at it going, hang on, what's going on here? And Kelly was at half back. Whitfield was at half back.
Yeah.
Played well at half back too. And they showed his numbers playing off the back line v mid.
Yeah.
So he's
better off there.
Yeah.
He's so much better. He's a good user.
But even though because they can link it to Toby and then.
That'd been a massive disappointment.
Can they still win the flag?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I reckon I'm still keen on him. But
I think I've got him still finishing top four.
I've had a love on him forever.
Hawthorn?
Hawthorn. Yes. You look at me like you want me to keep going. Or do you want where they sit?
Yeah, give me
the...
They're sitting 15th with three wins.
I don't want to give them an F, but it's a D. It can't be more than a D.
Back off.
What did you go?
That's a D. it's not great. I do think, and I wrote that, they're under the pump big time. Losing to Sydney. They started off like a house on fire. At what stage does Clarko go, righto, sorry, Sean, thank you.
You're out.
Yep.
Yeah, and people, like, there's no sentiment in football or whatever they say. None of those guys have done anywhere near the amount that Mitchell, Hodge, Lewis, and probably Birchall did with their four flags.
But what do they do? There's so many of them, though. Like, you ran the list off the other day. There's like eight guys.
How do you fix it?
Who's got value? And there's not a lot. But
what do you do now? You can't just drop them all now.
How would Burgoyne be feeling weighing up the Gold Coast gig at the end of last year?
Even Shawnee's footy's been a bit rotten. Like, he's slipped over and dropped a few.
I think he's being asked to do too much.
Well, yeah, that's it. You can coast. You could, like 40. Looking at Gold Coast now, you could probably coast a little.
Like, I looked at the Hawthorn list, but I think the players that they've bought in and took a punt on in terms of Patton hasn't fired a shot. I don't think Tom Scully's fired a shot. It's not the days
where they brought in blokes that everyone was going for. Now it's like they brought in blokes and they're like, Hawthorn will turn them around.
Yeah.
I reckon O'Meara, for example, if he was at a GWS or something where he could be the third.
Yeah.
Mid, I mean, even if, say, if we're WA over here, even if he's at West Coast, mid, he'd be behind Shuey and Yo.
Or at least have
If you put O'Meara in where Kelly's come in, he'd be having a great season.
Who's their best young player?
Oh, Sicily.
Yeah.
How old is he now? 25?
Does he count as a young player?
Oh, Warple. Warple won the best at first last year.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't have Warple and Tom Mitchell going together. They like play
Will,
the same.
I like Will Day.
He's showing good signs. He has.
Melbourne? That's me. Okay. They're 3-4 with a game in hand, and they're 13th. What do you reckon?
If Hawthorn a D, they're probably a D too, aren't they?
D, flat D. I got them finishing somewhere 12-15. They have slightly turned a corner. They look a bit better, a little bit more
organised. They do look a bit better.
Viney won in the game on the weekend. He was so good. I just think coming into this year, we all thought, okay, maybe 2019 was a one-off.
Yeah.
Or was 2018... the one-off.
I've been big on their list being no good for...
It's no good.
For long... Like, their mids are just...
Yep. Meh. Yep.
And their mids probably line up equal to Hawthorn's mids, really, yeah. when you think about it. Like, yeah. a lot of...
The names are there.
On their day, you go, yeah. oh, that was good. I mean, Petrarca's been exceptional. Like,
yeah. But you look at it on paper, you go, oh, Viney, Oliver, Petrarca, Brayshaw, gone.
How many All-Australians in any of them?
But, like, Brayshaw is not even one-tenth the player
no.
that he should be. Gorn has been great.
Gorn's good.
Viney's yeah. been really good. Petrarca's been really good.
Petrarca's been the fight of the year. Yeah, and I think yeah. he was one of those players that separated viewers. Yeah, the Melbourne supporters who yeah. lauded him. You're like, yeah. I'm not, and everyone else was like, I haven't seen a thing. Like, what, but now.
He's there.
He's there.
The back line has been, I mean, Tom McDonald can't even get the team now. Neville Jett has gone way backwards to what he was. They're just, yeah, they're kind of listless.
And the money invested in Lever and May is incredible. It's a bit like, and I was going to mention in Carlton, the money invested in Curno and McGovern. It's yeah. like the two key positions of taking up a lot of the yeah. salary cap. Yeah. And you're like, oh, geez, I don't know.
You wouldn't want two key defenders taking up
no.
a decent
well,
chunk
of salary
cap.
I heard one of the commentators the other day say that Stephen May might be leading their BNF. And I was like,
yeah, I can't.
What?
Yeah, something like he's been super important for them.
Has
down
he?
Back. Like, I well, don't know I saw, that I've been watching the same game.
I tweeted Swampy, Sir Swamp, the other day, asking for which player gets the most cheapies. By
yeah,
walking one step.
Steve was right up there.
Steve May, number one, with over 50% of his disposals from walking out of the goal
50%.
Square. Yeah.
Wow. North Melbourne. So 2-6. Where? What do you reckon?
The D, F.
It's got to be a D.
Yeah, it's
F,
a yeah. D.
Yeah. F for me.
Well, I gave him a little bit more because of that first couple of weeks where it looked like they
actually,
might be
nah,
all right.
Scrap it. I'm going with the F too.
You going with the F?
No, because like I said last week, they should have traded Goldstein and Higgins and these blokes. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What's the plan here?
I mean, a couple. I don't think they've been a hell of a lot better than Adelaide, especially the last 6 to 8 weeks. It's been
you're gonna watch that game of the weekend.
It's been car crash stuff.
But it's slightly ahead of them because they've got more young players. You think, oh, that might be something they than do. Adelaide do.
But who? Like, so Tarryn Thomas,
Cam Zerha, even Taylor.
Poor old Simpkin.
Curtis Taylor.
Yeah.
Simpkin has had a couple of little runs.
And I got told not to shit on North Melbourne by the weekend by a mate, so we just get
okay, we'll give him a D.
So
we'll give him
an A to a D.
Sorry, yeah. There you go, Cal. I'll give you one
A+.
Share.
A plus.
No, look, Simpkin's a good average.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, that's
kid,
why they're ahead
but
of
him. But he's now getting tagged.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, poor bugger. Whereas Sean Higgins on the weekend, he's sort of run free the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think I haven't seen a team kick it so poorly.
Oh, they're woeful.
Their skill is... And you go down to McMillan, McMillan missed his hand on the weekend with a handball. Did you see that? Went a handball, missed it, and the opposition player ran and kicked the goal.
Was those blokes, a couple of weeks ago, we did the Atlee McDonald, McMillan.
Oh, yeah, the blokes.
How old are those blokes? Like, they just, those blokes aren't taking them anywhere. They're not taking them anywhere. And you're right, they do have a few, but they don't have
any. What do you do with Ben Brown? That's why they're ahead of Adelaide.
What do you do with Big Ben?
Oh, it depends if someone wants to pay for him.
You get a first rounder.
If you get a first rounder, you move him, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
You, at best, you're getting a late first
rounder. But I'm wondering if you get a first rounder anymore.
You need a desperate team.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, Melbourne are desperate, and they could probably use a player.
Well,
like
someone said to me the other day, if Josh Kennedy retires, how would he go in the West Coast?
You don't need him.
No, if he retired.
You don't need him.
Do you reckon?
No. Because of the great O.
Oscar Allen, Jack Darling.
We'll get there.
Who's up next? North Melbourne.
Richmond?
Sydney?
Port Adelaide. I've got Port. They're sitting on 24 points.
Is it an A or a B plus?
It's got to be an A, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A. Has to be an A.
Yeah.
Who expected? We spoke about Ken Hinckley.
Yep.
Yeah. You can still sack him during the COVID period. We had him out the door.
We did.
Even if they...
Now he's in the middle of the song getting sprayed with Gatorade.
Mate, they're lauding him. No, I think he's done a tremendous job. Yes. Those kids where we worried about, like, was it a flash in the pan?
Yeah, Rosie, Butters.
But even that's Dersma. What's so good. Like, even Rosie hasn't taken the
just
leap
say
that we thought.
The first
couple of weeks, he looked like a million
but
bucks.
But I also thought they could have gone to zero.
Yeah.
You know, when you...
He's holding.
Yeah, yes. Well, but that's almost all you need. I think Dersma's looked... Yeah, they did that hamstring.
Butters has gone up.
Look like
well, I think
that
you're getting spread now.
Bad.
You're getting, okay, Dixon, like we said, okay, he's not going to sustain it, but
you're
getting the best out of Charlie Dixon. You're getting the best out of Trent McKenzie.
Yeah.
You're getting
Trent McKenzie. We'll call him All Australian, Trent McKenzie, on down the piss. And he was wrestling beast and having the time of his life
was
out there.
Dead.
That's what I mean. He's getting the best out of all different elements of players on the list now.
Yep.
Whereas before it was just, okay, yeah, he's getting the most out of Rosie and Butters and Dersma, but they're losing.
I
love Georgiades. There's a couple of things he did on the weekend which were like,
angry,
fuck around.
Yeah.
There's still names in their midfield I worry about. Well, Latham's in the ruck. He's been good.
Yeah.
But I worry about him against the big names.
Yeah.
Then you've got Houston. He's a good player, but you're like, he's a good fourth mid, maybe. Yeah. And he's standing. And then you got Ollie Wines, who we've spoken, we're not convinced on. Then you got Boakey, who's their best mid.
Still their best mid at
32. And you're like, can he keep it up for the whole time?
Surely not.
If Boakey was down on the weekend badly.
Yeah.
And Port Adelaide looked horrible.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried, but they have to be in 18. Richmond is me. They're 4-3 with a draw, and they sit ninthman. Where have I got them?
Oh,
like a C?
No, I'm going to go B. Just
give them a C.
Yeah, I'm going C. B just because of the situation they found themselves in with Basher at home, Titch Edwards at home,
Cochin's
missed the year.
Yeah,
there's another one there's heaps. The Meat Eater. Old Meatball, Prestia, their best and fairest winners, not there.
Look, they have had a difficult run when you put it that way, but the expectation on them is that they're the best team in it. They've won two of the last three flags.
Like they
should have gone in as, if all things being equal, they go in as either favourites or close to favourites this year.
Well, nearly every game they're starting favourites.
Yeah, and they still are, and they're ninth. So whichever way you look at it, they haven't failed because they've had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Bash's heading up to the...
Yeah, he's going now.
He's heading up today or whatever it was. So
They'll come home with a sale. Like once they start getting these.
That's what
back.
They've kind of done, hasn't it? When in their flag years, it's been the latter part of the year where they've started to.
Rioli dropped again.
Oh, man, I was just about to say he's nowhere near it.
No, he's nowhere near it. No, we called that.
What did you say if his name was John Smith?
He would have been dropped.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Wouldn't even be playing.
No.
So he's got away.
Tom Lynch and Riewoldt. They haven't fired a shot.
No.
Particularly Riewoldt.
I reckon particularly Lynch.
Yeah, well, Lynch has had a broken hand.
I know, but you're playing and you're getting paid.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, Riewoldt.
He's had a couple of big games, hasn't he?
Who?
Riewoldt's profile.
Lynch? No.
He was kicking goals.
He was still
kicking 2-1-3 every now and
then. Oh, is that goals?
But in terms of his... Mm. Yeah, he was kicking goals. But in terms of his impact
Tom Lynch
on a game...
Maybe I expect more. I think
Riewoldt, for me, is just... His profile is so much bigger than his output now.
Yeah.
He's gone... 1-1-1-2-2-1-1-1-2.
Yeah, okay, that's not great.
But amongst the key forwards, he's probably the third highest key forward.
Yeah, he's kicked 11.
What's this? St Kilda, yeah. So 5-3. What do you reckon?
I'm B-ing.
I'd give him a B, B plus.
B.
Yeah, I'm B.
Yeah, he showed it like they're sitting, where are they now? Oh, like they were third for a time last week.
When
they're up and going, they look great. And there's just those games where they're not at all.
Their bad has sometimes been bad. But, I mean, they've gone back-to-back to Adelaide.
Yeah.
From Noosa, 1-2 got out.
Those were two massive games for them.
That's what got them a B. If they lose both them, I think they've had a pretty
disappointing
year.
And the Adelaide game was almost like, I think when I went to tip it, I was like, this is classic St Kilda.
Yes.
You know, go there with a head full of steam.
So, but I backed the Saints to beat Port on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
I thought they'd got the monkey off the back.
Yeah, okay.
They're in Noosa.
Yeah.
They're a bit of energy about them.
Port's under a bit of pressure suddenly.
Port keep doing it, mate.
I don't know. I thought Saints, with their little whippets, mate, they've got a little whipper team.
Yeah, they like to run again. Caulfield and Clark are now starting to show.
Clark looks really good.
He's got that sidestep.
Yeah.
A little bit like a Pendlebury, where it looks like there's not much. You look at it and go, how did someone buy that candy?
Yeah.
And you're like, but every time it gets someone.
Super slow.
Yeah, the slow.
We talked about it with Tom Green, the GWS kid.
Everything slows down around him.
Your mate, your distant cousin. Sidestep. And it was like, it's so slow. How is anybody falling for that?
See, but I reckon, I think one is a slow midfielder who just doesn't get rushed. I reckon Clark is extremely classy.
Yes.
Like top end classes. Yeah,
there was that one bit of vision going around, wasn't it? Where he's in the middle of the ground and just somehow.
And they haven't
stopped.
Even completely unleashed him.
Yeah.
But on the weekend, I looked at it going, that's what I thought you were.
That's what we're getting.
Yeah, over the last 12 months. Brad Hill. I watched Brad Hill on the weekend. Poor bastard.
Yeah.
He runs. Just sit and watch Brad Hill in the screen and he stands out.
Do you reckon they're not using him?
Well, no, they're not.
Yeah.
Sydney.
I've got the Swannies.
Where are they? What are they doing?
Sitting 14th with 3 wins.
I'd probably give him like a C-.
14th with 3 wins.
Expectation was pretty low. 3 wins is a lot out of 8 for them. I thought that would be less than that.
Yeah, maybe just a flat C.
Yeah, I'm a flat C. No Franklin.
Yeah.
No Sam Reed for most of the year.
Yeah.
Josh Kennedy's out. Heaney's out.
They're rolling first year players through when they
They've
had a lot of debutants.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think. But I also think that maybe we'd Sydney a little bit out of side? Like, are they doing anything that Fremantle aren't doing?
No,
yeah, you know, we're high on Fremantle's kids.
I think they're very similar.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And I'm like, well, they're playing kids, but we're not giving them as high on those kids as what we...
They're in a very similar position to Fremantle. I think you're right. Yeah. It's a good
analogy. Was like, you know, Elijah Taylor got drafted out of WA last year, and it was like, oh, he's going to be real good. He might not play for a few years. And then it's like, then round six, Elijah Taylor.
Yeah, you're right. Names are popping up left, right and centre. They obviously beat Hawthorn on the weekend, which was good.
Yeah.
I mean, Lloyd's, they've got the players that have always got. Lloyd and Rampy and Luke Parker, their top three disposal getters there. You're like, I expect that.
Yeah.
But then when they're good, they've got Franklin with four goals, Reed with three. Yeah. You know, I don't think.
Heaney's taken hangers.
Yeah,
unless the Lizard chip in with two.
Well, the Lizard's done nothing, I reckon. Has he been?
Because he's had to be.
He's got no help.
The man.
Yeah.
He showed signs on the weekend. That's because Reed was back.
Had 11.
Yeah, someone
there was some moments on the weekend
him.
Where he looked okay.
Had 11. Yeah, so you look at Reed, Blakey, and McCartan all kicked one and had about 10 disposals.
Blakey's numbers last year weren't astronomical, were they?
No,
just
but
moments where you're like, oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. We just haven't had the moments this year.
I reckon
he's so tired.
Second year Blues. Yeah, exactly.
And put Bud there.
And you love
it. Bud shoes you. A kid, like, shoo. Yeah, you know, man, he's got to get up the ground and get going and a bit of excitement.
The West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, they're 5-3. They sit fifth. Clearly, they're playing their best footy right now. What have I given them?
I would have thought a B.
Yeah, B minus.
I gave them a B+. But that was probably more based on that weekend's performance.
Yeah.
Mate, they've jumped into premiership favourites. I was like, man, that's madness.
They were 1-3.
Yeah.
So they've come back from a massive downturn in form.
Mm. But had a couple of little driving range balls to knock over.
Yes.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
Frio.
It was perfect timing for them, yeah.
They had a string of easies.
And even this Collingwood game, as you said, a lot of outs, perfect storm, first game in front of home fans.
Mm.
And all their guns went blazing at the same time.
Oh.
I just think they've kind of got the balance right suddenly.
I looked and thought Luke Shuey was great on the weekend. He played 59 minutes.
Is that right?
Yeah. How good does he look when he's fresh?
Very good.
Tim Kelly took a bit of load off.
Yeah. Best game Tim
so
Kelly's played
the,
for West
like
Coast
the stats from each round, the leading and the score involvements from the round just gone was like, the top five people were all West Coast players.
Yeah.
They all just had a hand in it. Everything worked.
I thought Oscar Allen was just...
Yeah, he is a class player.
Like, he doesn't...
I mean, he kicked three, but you don't count one. He kicked the ball off the ground from a free kick.
What about that other one?
Mate, they're all counting.
The other one he's got in the pocket?
Look at you scoffing.
You're about to rob
me
about four of my six senior goals here.
I can tell you're scoffing at my boy Waterman. You put him in that conversation as well. You put him in.
He's an important cog.
Oscar Allen. Oscar Allen's going to be their best player. In a few years.
Yeah. So you reckon he's going to be their best player captain?
I think he's a star.
Yeah,
he's the school captain.
Yeah, smart, intelligent,
surf
state life-saving captain.
Whatever he just did, everything.
He's the good kid. He's good at everything.
So
I think he's going to be great.
Well, but also not in the ruck.
No, but what he's doing now is
fine. Just a couple of things chop out.
Little choppies.
Western Bulldogs, 5-3. I might have gone a little hard based on preseason expectations. What do you reckon?
C+.
Oh, yeah. C+, B-.
Well, that's it. Maybe I didn't go hard enough then. Yeah, that's C+.
Okay.
They've had those games where they looked $1 million again and then completely
shattered
the bed.
The ones they've looked horrible
was
in.
Was it round one?
Round one v. Collingwood. They were favourites in that game and the scoreline was they lost by 52 points and had like four inside 50s till half time or something gross.
Yeah, it took Tim English 6 weeks to recover from that one.
Yeah. Well, they ride the Tim English wave.
He's their big win. See their big win this year?
Then
Tim
the Saints
English?
Beat them by 39.
Been pretty good.
Yeah, those two.
Saints followed up with a 40-point win. It was just ugly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think Tim English is their find.
Yeah.
Yep.
When he plays well, they play well.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
It has kind of become that, hasn't it?
Well, on the weekend, Witts smacked him.
Yeah.
And I didn't think the Bulldogs played well at all. I think they just got a bit lucky in the end. But Bailey Smith's going to be good.
Mm.
But yeah.
He's sort of becoming that kid where they are when they are going badly, he seems to lift. Like, try to lift everyone with him.
What do you make of
Bont
in his year?
Not great.
Not his best. Maybe one of those ones that needs the longer gains, the grinds.
Yeah.
Do some magic around stoppages.
Different players be the best players at the moment. It's a different type of player.
Yeah.
Like Bailey,
Tom Papley's leading the Coleman.
Exactly. And he's having an impact on games. It's shorter form. Like, so Papley kicking his 4 or 5.
But I look at Papley now going, gee, if the game was longer, He's got a bit of a streak anyway. Yeah. He could end up with 6 or 7.
Yeah, he's been amazing. No, the Dogs have been fine. Yeah. They've been fine.
I think they can win the flag if I think
they'll probably finish top four. Like they'll start.
I don't reckon they've got the consistency this year. Unless
well,
they
lost to Carlton by 50 as well, was the other one that stood out. Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think Bont needs to go up another level to that level where he's the. Everyone thought he was going to win the Brownlow this year. I think it's Brownlow fancy at the start. No?
Yeah, I had Cripps. That's not going to happen.
Nah. No. Jacko McRae just goes about his business.
Yeah, quite an achiever.
Just goes about it. Away he goes. Yep. I like him.
They still got what's Norton's situation?
Still out. He's still out for a few more weeks. Yep. They need him. If they have him flying and firing, maybe.
What about, I did a little bit of research today. Captains that have been out injured or are out injured at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think Perth's claimed them all.
There's 10 of them. So you got Selwood, Fife, and then you got Heppel, Zeeble, Sloan.
Shuey was out.
Did I say Fifey?
Yeah.
Pendles.
Canelio, was he out?
Nah, he's been there. Zorko's missed.
Yeah.
Josh Kennedy, Sydney.
Yeah.
And there's one more. Anyway, there's 10. 10 captains have missed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think it's every team that's come through Perth, their captains got injured.
Which I write for my column. I'm saying, like, I know we want to get this festival of footy going and get 4 games in 14 players, but at what risk to players now? Like, I saw Sonny do his hammy.
You saw everyone ping it on Monday, didn't you?
Are we going to lose the standard of football?
Sonny one, when he went off, it was the first time I thought, oh, well, you know, this is what it is now.
Yeah, that's
like,
what that's...
It clicked in my head at the exact moment.
I still don't know whether that's what you want.
No, it's probably
when you're dealing with a person's health.
Like, if you know when you watch like NRL games or union games and there's so many injuries and blokes are coming off left, right and centre. And in the AFL, it would be like the biggest deal ever.
But they're
just like, oh, yeah, so-and-so's done his hammy.
He's down in the IHO, whatever they call it. Off he goes.
And it's like... For us, it was it's kind of a bit like that.
Yeah,
it's there goes Sonny. We'll see him in 2 weeks. Yeah.
I feel as though with the families that in Queensland that have all relocated, the initial fear of like the players kicking up a stink because they're away from their family for so long has been mitigated a little bit.
Yep.
That maybe we've just cramming a few in, one game too many in, maybe, because by the end of this, in 20 days, we might have teams of, you know, half waffle.
Yeah.
And I don't like watching Freeman on the weekend. I know it was raining. It was atrocious.
Oh, he was, yeah.
It was disgusting. Like,
I was just, it was the first time I've been outside of like my house or the office in a couple of months. I was just happy to be there with a beer.
I was looking forward to seeing Collingwood.
In a good game.
And then they were so wounded. Yeah. You're like, well, that was a bit of a waste of time.
And even I thought that something had changed when Pendlebury was pulled and they kind of said, oh, he was a bit tight.
Yeah.
So we just didn't want to risk it. Obviously, that wasn't the case because he was out for 4 weeks. He pinged something. But I thought that was going to be the new norm. It's like, can't do it.
Like,
yeah. But that, in that days, case, it was just he did something, and then they said was just tight.
4-14 and 5-20 or something. Like,
it depends on where you're on the ladder. Like Freo now, I've got no incentive to win games.
But yeah,
so don't rush.
But I don't want to see Fife snap, like not just do a hamstring, do a tendon.
Well, then
it's a 12-weeker, but it's also another surgery he has to have. You know, we missed the end of this year. Okay, we're free. We're going to do anything. But what happens if next year he's still got tendonitis in his hamstring?
Yeah, preseason starts.
And we got no idea what happens next year. What happens if they like? We need
to start the season in
January.
Why do we all think it's going back to normal? I don't know what's going on.
I don't think it is.
No,
it's definitely not. Especially when you got 29 knobs.
Who have
coronavirus in Victoria and weren't at home today when they'll check.
What if that two girls have gone to Queensland?
Oh mate,
they're in Logan. God. One of them's in
Logan. No, we're never going
to. They're never going to get footy to Logan.
Definitely not happening now.
It makes me like so angry.
This has fired up the politician in you. I reckon you.
Are you gonna run for office? I can't stand Donald Trump. But when people were ripping down statues and he said, "Right, 10 years jail if you do it," 5 years jail for these people. If you're coronavirus and you're going to church and you're wandering around,
harsh.
5 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or fine them $250,000.
Yeah.
Bankrupt
and
them
make them
and
pay
say
it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck at life. You are so far behind everyone now because you're an idiot.
Yep. Because you're a dickhead.
Gave everybody coronavirus.
Oh, man. And now, all right, let's turn this off. I'm going to do half an hour on politics.
All right, thanks you all for joining us. Thanks for listening. Good to have you back here in studio, Rhino. And we'll catch you next time.